In this video, we are looking at clear words without harshness. Clear speech is a gift. Many conflicts grow because people do not say what they mean. They hint, avoid, exaggerate, joke, withdraw, overexplain, or expect others to guess. Then resentment grows. But clarity can also be misused. Some people say, I am just being honest. When they are actually being harsh, they may use truth like a weapon. They may correct without humility. They may speak quickly without listening. They may care more about being right than being loving. Christian clarity is different. Jesus was clear, but he was not careless. He spoke truth, but he also saw people. He asked questions. He noticed hearts. He welcomed the weary. He confronted pride. He protected the vulnerable. His words were never empty performance. Speaking clearly without harshness means we learn to say what is needed in a way that honors God, the other person, and the situation. Sometimes clear words sound like, I need a little more time before I answer. I want to understand what you mean. I disagree, but I want to keep listening. That comment hurt, and I want to talk about it wisely. I cannot commit to that. I was wrong in how I said that. I need this conversation to slow down. I care about you, and I need to be honest. Clear speech often begins with noticing what is happening inside us. Because we are organic humans, our inward speech affects our outward words. If I am saying inwardly, I am being attacked, I may speak defensively. If I am saying I must keep everyone happy, I may avoid the truth. If I am saying my opinion is the only faithful one, I may become proud. Gracious self-conversation helps us return to Christ before we speak. A helpful pattern is pause, notice, name, and speak. Pause before reacting. Notice your body, emotions, assumptions, and desires. Name what is true without exaggeration. Speak with warmth, clarity, humility, and courage. Clear speech also respects timing. Not every true thing should be said immediately. Not every private concern belongs in a group setting. Not every text message deserves an instant response. Not every disagreement requires a long explanation. Wisdom asks, is this the right time, the right setting, the right tone, and the right amount of words? Agape love helps us ask, what is truly good before God for this person, for me, for this relationship, and for this situation? Reflection question. When you need to be clear, do you more often become harsh, vague, defensive, or silent? Gentle next step. Write one clear sentence you may need to say, then revise it so it carries both truth and warmth.